One time, after the Cross Maidan Pandal program, one sannyasi felt that Srila Prabhupada keeps speaking the same basic philosophy to everyone. All the people, all kinds of people he comes across. So the sannyasi suggested to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, why don't we preach to different people differently? Why don't we tell the communist people that, you know, you can dovetail your communism with Krishna consciousness? Why don't you tell the painters that you can paint for Krishna? Why don't we tell the artists that you can do art for Krishna? Or you can sing for Krishna?" All these things. So why do we again and again preach the same philosophy for all people? How is it that this fundamental aspects of philosophy, how will it be understood by all people? So Prabhupada in response told him that unless one has accepted the fundamental philosophy of Krishna consciousness in their heart, it is not possible for one to dovetail one's occupation in Krishna service. He said, one should be able to accept Krishna is the Supreme God, I am His eternal servant, and by chanting of the holy names of Krishna, I can attain Krishna. And one should have a desire and want to attain Krishna. And to that effect, one should be ready to focus all one's endeavors and energy in the direction of serving Krishna with a desire to attain Him. As we say, energy follows the intent. Our energy flows in the direction of the intent. So, that intent is the basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Unless one is able to accept it, there is no possibility of one dovetailing all one's energies in that direction. So, elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada writes, one should be calmly convinced of these philosophical truths of Krishna consciousness. So, why he says calmly convinced? Which means one should situate oneself in the platform of goodness and apply one's mind, intelligence to understand these most sublime yet simple truths about Krishna, the soul, and the relationship and the importance of the holy name that connects the jiva to Krishna. It is very important. Otherwise, without being convinced of these facts, no matter how much one goes round and round, one will not be able to appreciate the Krishna conscious practices. So this is a very fundamental aspect of the philosophy. Even the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, one will be able to appreciate it only when one understands that there is no other means. Kalau na asti eva, na asti eva, na asti eva gataranyata. Then only one will be able to take it very seriously. Just like a person, sometimes a person has just now eaten food and he is giving a big burp. And then you ask him whether would he like to eat any other item. You tell him the name, he will be asking, what item is it, how was it cooked? You know, he will be asking questions about it. He will not be able to grab it. Only a hungry man can grab it. One who is really hungry. In the same manner, only one is convinced, Jeev Krishna Das, Yehi Vishwas, Korle Tovar, Dukkha Nayam. When one is convinced of this truth, that the Jeeva is Krishna Das, and only because of turning his face away from Krishna, he has put himself in this predicament of this material world. And holy name is the only shelter that can again uplift one to the platform of again and gaining the opportunity to serve Krishna. When one is convinced of the simple truths, one can be jolly in the material world also. One can just chant, dance and return back home, back to Godhead. And on the other hand, there are so many people with great scholarship and great, many great opulences, but they are not able to worship Krishna with their heart. So here lies the key for one who is interested in approaching Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.